Meantime, you remember the former Chief of Army, Peter Lay? We had him on the program here. He's been saying that we're facing a 100-year war with Islam. So let's get his take on all of this. Peter Lay, good morning.
Good morning. Let me just correct you. I'm not saying with Islam, I'm saying with radical
Islam. With radical Islam, yes, of course, with Islamic fundamentalism, which is at the heart of all this, isn't it?
That's right, and that's what we're seeing on the streets of Paris, and that's what we're seeing in Syria, but also around the world, in Pakistan, in Libya, and so many other places. We are facing a big problem in some ways, and I hope I'm not overreacting, but I might have been a bit conservative. It's at least 100 years.
Right now, Peter, if you were looking at it from a neutral point of view, who's winning, particularly after the events of Paris?
Well, I think the problem here is, what's the shape of victory? What does winning look like? And just thinking George Bush stood on an aircraft carrier and said mission accomplished over Iraq, and the French have just sent an aircraft carrier off to the Middle East again. The French president has declared war. What's he going to say on the deck of an aircraft carrier? We can't imagine what the strategy is because we don't know what victory looks like. And I think we have to reimagine victory. I don't think we can kill all the terrorists. We've got to get ourselves into a position where we can protect ourselves at home, where we can live safely and securely within our community. And again, we're going to have to reimagine that.
If
the nature of our communities is changing in front of us. I'm going to talk to Peter Dutton about border control. We'll also want to talk about a whole range of other things, about privacy and civil liberties and human rights. And we have to gather together. It's almost back to the ancient philosophers. We give up some of our rights to live securely, and I think we're right in the middle of that at the moment.
We spoke to a Nationals MP, Andrew Fraser, a little bit earlier in the program, and he's called on the government to reconsider its decision to accept the 12,000 Syrian migrants who are due to arrive here by the end of the year. Would you agree with that?
No, I wouldn't agree. I think there's a vetting process that goes on very carefully, and I think we have to reach out and help. This is one of the problems, that nobody's helping people. Nobody's reacting. Look at the Arab land. They're not helping. There's no one in the Gulf states taking refugees. The Saudis aren't taking refugees. We have to reach out and help, but we have to be careful and we have to be very conscious, because in part the problem in Paris is the fact that they have so many refugees, but large parts of Paris are no-go zones, and they were before this. We have to make sure that we can talk together, we can get the Arab and Islamic thought leaders working on the problems, because the real problem is an ideological problem. And as long as that ideology is allowed to fester and is allowed to spread, then we're going to have strife. But if we can join with the Muslim community, debunk the ideology, then we'll move forward and we can be more secure. But
we can go and do as much debunking as we like with our own Muslim community here in Australia and elsewhere. The hard facts are you've still got Islamic State, which could be 30 or 40,000 strong over in Syria. What do we do there? Do we get boots on the ground?
I don't think we can put boots on the ground, because frankly you can't beat an ideology with boots on the ground. A couple more Royal Australian Air Force planes, what, an Australian Infantry Brigade? What's going to happen there? Yes, we have to negate these things, we have to stop these things, but we also have to insist that the Arab leaders, the Islamic leaders in that area, that they become involved, that they debunk these things, that Saudi Arabia stops exporting Wahhabism, that Egypt, which was at the heart of the ideologues, that President El-Sisi has already said some things, we need to change inside Islam. That's where the long-term victory will come. In the short term, maybe that 100 years, we're going to experience pain and we'll have to be ready for it.
So the modernisation of Islam, of fundamental Islam, has got to come from those leaders, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, those countries from that part of the world.
Absolutely. Yep. They look at us and they say, you're the crusaders, the Zionist Christian crusaders. They say, you don't treat us with dignity and respect. They say, get out of our land. They're not going to listen to us. They have to listen to their own leaders.
Yep.
And that's where Arab, Islamic, Muslim leaders need to stand up overseas, and we need to listen to our Islamic thought leaders here in Australia.
All right, Peter Lay, as always, good to talk to you. Thank you very much.